a stressful time in our human history. One cannot help but be aware of threats of terrorism and threats of climate change. And of course, you have that tide of human misery that is known as the refugee crisis, which is affecting us all emotionally and affecting all charitable agencies because, well, our hearts go out to the refugees. Other charities are also concerned that they might be missed out. It's a competitive world. Then, of course, our Canadian economy and the loonie are not thriving at the moment. It's a tense time. And then there are the usual stresses of this holiday season. For those who are poor, as someone once told Ebenezer Scrooge, those who are in want feel that want most keenly at this time of year. But those who are outwardly prosperous also know tensions and stresses, also know the struggles of work and family, and even with great wealth comes great responsibility, and there too are stresses for charity and concerns. And then you may have other concerns this evening. Every Christmas Eve, people come with special weights on their hearts, special loved ones on their minds, dear friends who have a new diagnosis in this Christmas time, families who have a new place empty at the table. We notice these things at Christmas. And I think we're a little thin-skinned, even as a culture, more so than we ever have been, if driving is any judge of the matter. There was one supermarket chain in London this year decided to do something about it. The chain is called Tesco. Anyone who has roots in the United Kingdom might know of that chain. And this year, they caught the attention of blogs and websites because they advertised for a position, a full-time position, 36 hours a week, for a Christmas light untangler. Qualifications involve being able to untangle 10 feet of Christmas lights in 3 minutes, but also a passion for Christmas. They said, "We at Tesco know that for our shoppers and the stresses and busyness of this season, every little helps." And so they have their Christmas tree untangler stand. We could use some of those in our lives. But now it's Christmas Eve. The magic hour, my mother called it. I remember one year as a teenager, I was rushing out to attend a midnight Christmas Eve service, a German Catholic service with a dear friend of mine. And I saw my mother in the living room, a darkened living room with three lights on, looking more pensive than I usually see her. In fact, she seemed so reflective, I was a little worried, and I stopped and asked her what was happening. She took a deep sigh, and she said, "This is the magic hour." She was looking at all the gifts under the tree, now bought and wrapped. And there was that moment of pregnant expectation. Tomorrow they would be open, but now at least all the busyness, the shopping, the wrapping, the planning, it was all done. Now was just that beautiful moment of expectation. It was a pregnant Christmas Eve. And I realize now as I face the first Christmas without my mother that that was also the first Christmas for her without her father. And I thought probably in that magic hour, her mind was pregnant with memories of a beloved dad. What are you pregnant with this evening? Mary was pregnant with Jesus. And a psychologist has come out this year with an analysis of her situation according to the Holmes-Rey schedule of life-changing units. They're called LCUs. You've probably heard of this. Every event in your life is given a score against the stress level. Buying a new house, a new marriage, even good stress is stressful. Having a baby, having issues in your family, having challenges in the court, having had a traffic accident or an illness diagnosed, these all score on this Holmes-Rey schedule. And according to Holmes-Rey, if you score 300, you are in danger of severe illness. Well, they figured Mary was about 435. I have no idea how they scored being pregnant with the Son of the Most High. But for Mary and for you, whatever stresses you're facing, there is good news. There is the best news. The greatest news of all time. Fear not, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Do you ever realize that that is the best news? If it is true, and there may be some here who do not believe it is true, there are certainly those in the world who have trouble understanding how the Almighty God, if there is an Almighty God, would come in the form of a dribbling infant. And somehow in that vulnerability is revealed Almighty love. There are many who don't understand this, and it is hard to understand, but as one person has so beautifully phrased it, if you don't understand this as the best news that you have ever received, then you don't understand Christmas. What is the best news you've ever received? The birth of a healthy child? The gift of a new job, or the commitment of someone in love to you in this life? Those are wonderful gifts. But you know what? They become more wonderful in the context of this forever love, this truth, which relativizes all our challenges and calls us and deepens all our joys. It is good news. If it is true, and I believe it to be the truth, that Almighty God has given the divine life into your life for your sake, for your life, for your hope, for your joy, and forever, you are a beloved child of God. And every challenge you face has a bottom, a foundation on which you may stand and respond forever. There was a beautiful series of articles in the Globe and Mail leading up to Christmas, a section in the Focus section of the paper. It was entitled Comfort and Joy by Wensie Hung. And she wrote six different stories of people who have experiences on Christmas Eve, and the challenges they face in life, comfort and joy, because they realize that in the midst of Christmas, your problems are not over. Mary's problems did not end with the birth of Jesus. God knows this. We all know this. This is a challenging and stressful world. But in the midst of these challenging moments, there is comfort and joy. And one story was by a man named Craig Hasberger. He's a paramedic who works in Midhurst, Ontario. The story, he was just finishing his shift on Christmas Eve. He had about a half hour to go, and he was going to use that to do his paperwork when the call came in. A woman was having a baby on the side of the road. Well, he stopped his paperwork and he went out to the off-ramp on the highway where he found the family. The ambulance had already arrived and he joined the team. The paramedics were working on this baby, which was under stress. In fact, it had no vital signs. They worked hard at the site, separating it quickly from its mother to see if they could revive the child, and he carried that child with no vital signs into the ambulance where they worked on it some more, and he began to breathe. That's, Craig says, when his emotions hit him. They are trained for these situations. Their training kicks in. They feel nothing, but they are human, and that's when the emotions hit him. The child went off to the hospital to the nurses and the pediatric doctors. But he didn't know if he would make it. He did know he'd be on shift again in a few hours and he needed to get to sleep, so he tried as best he could to put that child out of his mind, and he did his next shift at on Boxing Day. He called, and the baby was thriving. He said they call those career calls, the calls that you always remember, the calls that shape your life. There are those calls that don't turn out so well. But this one is the one he always refers to, and he keeps in touch with his team who were there that night, and they remember and they celebrate that they that evening were able to do something wonderful for someone. And career nights, career calls, always have an anniversary, and his anniversary is Christmas Eve. God has an anniversary on Christmas Eve. A career call in the love of the one who loves us all. For we celebrate in this time and place the truth, and if you do not understand it now, if you do not understand this as the best news that could have ever happened to you and your neighbor and to those Syrian refugees, then you don't understand it yet, but that's all right, because God is patient and God loves you anyway. Because this was done before any of us were alive, and this will continue to reach into the world beyond our histories, because it is the truth of all history. This is God's career call, and God celebrates. Merry Christmas. Receive this. Ponder it like Mary pondered it. Understand that invulnerability is the power that changes time in the vulnerable love with which you're held. And you are never let go. Amen.